Josh, let's talk about some things we said last night, right? And then we'll take it. I needed to teach last night on some certain things, right? Then we'll take up some things this morning and later on in the day. We'll go. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's almost the same focus. Almost the same focus. But I'd rather not title it so I don't box myself somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So let's see a few things that we said last night. Said a few things last night that what is God doing in the earth? You see, God is building his family. God is building his family. And we saw we are, and his family will be men, right? Well, what we saw? God is building his family, and the family is men. Men. So God is building his family with men. Hallelujah.
Okay, following me.
Glory to God. God's plan is the whole earth, one land, almighty, Shade. You see that? That's his plan. Glory to God. So we said a few things last night along this line. He said, so that means it is about men and the call. We said the call to ministry is in the call to salvation. Did we say that? And when you hear the word ministry, ministry doesn't mean the way some people have put it today. Ministry means the work. The work doesn't mean to go and start up the church all the time, right? The work just means what is God's task in the earth. That's just it. So that means when you call, I remember one time like that, a dear friend of mine in school, was it him or I attended a meeting in school, my friend told me, okay, I attended a meeting in school, but it was a dear friend of mine that organized it. So the man that came said, we are all ministers. The word is minister. The ministers means we are ministers. Ministers. But funny. He said, but I love the sense in which he said it. Hallelujah. Amen. He said we are all ministers, but God is the major star. So you don't get into scriptures. I mean, you don't get into ministry and think you want to shine. That's what he was going to do. Trying to deal with us about fame. So he said, we are all ministers. Mini. You are not the major. There's the major. And the major is God. God is the major star. So you go and you are just a mini. That was interesting. I was seriously interested. How he coined it. It's only God that knows. But well, the first thing which you said is, now, there are many times, and that's what I don't like, when people throw away the baby at the basin water. Amen. People just carry everything. You must look at what sense is he talking from. You might not have been able to explain it well from scripture. Doesn't mean you throw away the baby at the basin water. Amen. Amen. I heard someone posted something of a young guy that sang a song recently and was choking the guy word. I sang a song and I said, Holy Ghost, how are you? I'm not saying you should go and sing Holy Ghost, how are you? Well, you know, people roasted that guy on social media. What man? So, you know, those are the time where you just see, when Arsenal was to play Man City, you saw the way they showed Haaland carry warfare, whatever. You know, like, he was going to destroy the Emirates. He was going to kill them. So, he carried that. So now the way some word people, when I mean word people, not word people, some word men, non-behaviors, they are just standing on social media like that with jagger. Just looking for who we land on, doctrinally. Everyone will just start coming. Bah, bah, bah. I went to the Greek. This is this. I went to the, no. And they will just make. So what they did was just to get that guy. I don't know how the guy who goes to sing in that song. I'm just going to cry. And the Holy Ghost, how are you? How are you feeling today? What is on your mind? There's no reason asking God, God, do this for me. That is the sense of what you're saying. You're saying, that's the Holy Ghost, what is on your mind? He said, tell me. And I say, ah, what man first? He said, how? Do you think, are you looking for a girlfriend? I said, Holy Ghost, how are you? What is on your mind? But there's a sense in which you can easily dismiss it, but you are a child of God. You don't easily throw the baby and the baby water. What is the sense in which he was coming from? Hallelujah. What is the sense he was coming from? Was talking about burdens. What is in your mind? What is your burden? Amen. Who shared his burden? So you don't just throw it away. That's what I'm going to. I'm not endorsing that I might refuse it, but don't always rush to throw things away. I called and I kept quiet. I didn't want to, if you know me these days, I'm always more of keeping quiet.
Okay, but I scrolled out. When I sang, he didn't sing it in my church.
Adi?
So I said, no sir, you must actually lend the voice to this thing. Who said that to me? That's from the church.
Don't be that recently. Amen. You don't be that recently. He said, lend the voice. You know, you have to speak out.
I do. Speak Bible. I'm matured.
I'm matured well.
You know, the other thing is that you'll find with all those rubbish.
Yeah, you would just be wise to see that. You will find it there. See, I've known that my work is here. Hey, guys, my work is where? Here. And that is what I do. I'm not looking for fame. If you can't find and do it, it doesn't confine to you. Amen. My work is here. How are you hearing me? Because God is not going to ask you about fame. He's going to ask you about men and women. He's going to ask you about men. Because that is what ministry is about. So the call to salvation is a call to share in God's body. What about your enemy? It's a call to share in God's body. I put it like this. In salvation, you say it's a call to ministry. So let me put it that way. Call for ministry, which is what you have in salvation, right? Is the call to share in God's body.
You share in God's body?
You're sharing in His body. It is packed in the earth. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, what do you want me to do for you today? How's the song?
I mean, we're crying. So what do you want me to do for you today? They ask him, how is faith? How does he want me to do for you today? How about looking at it in the sense of his burden for the day? Right?
So why are you now in fight? You should be careful. Don't be, you know, a time ago his brother said, he came to our midst and then he said he has not come to be a member. And the Holy Ghost sent him to come and be on fire. What kind of rubbish is that? It's not only on fire.
We should give you a referee whistle. Come and be blowing it. You understand? Come and be blowing whistle.
Why are you saying that? On fire. Only on fire. Come and do work of Holy Ghost. But that's what some people are. Amen.
Who sends you? Who sends you? You know, someone will not give an argument. No, sir. My members who are online, they will see these things. Your members' church, is it online? Is it online?
Stop all this rubbish. You hear me? Amen? Stop all this rubbish.
Stop it. Okay. So he says, God is going to ask you about men. Because the task is on men. So that means my focus
in God's work will be on men.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Not on fame. Fame. I said, yesterday I said, on no account, at any point in ministry, in your walk with God, because of men that are now accountable to you, you begin to rub shoulders.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
On no account. When the rock showed us, we will feel the best.
No matter what. Eh?
How many of you?
Eh?
Okay. That is by the way.
But the ministry of God is not about material possession. Being born again is not a call to making money. Yes, God provides our needs. Right? Right?
Yes, sir.
God provides our needs. Helps us to meet our needs.
But at the same time too,
the call to salvation is not the call to wealth. Not a call to wealth. Not a call to fame.
Not a call to good life. I heard something from Pastor Chris Oyakhilome yesterday. He said people make that mistake a whole lot. That he said you must understand that
salvation is not a call to making money. I was surprised to hear that, but it's not a call to making money.
Amen. You must have to do what people do to make money. Hearing me. Amen.
Glory to God.
Sister, what about miracle money? It's provision for the now. Right? I taught you, right? God provides for the now. Right? Right? Aha. But he provides for the now so that you will go and walk. Can't sustain you forever. In terms of providing material things. Amen. Amen. It's the money to sustain us. So, I mean, it's to provide to meet immediate needs. I told you all that. Hallelujah. So let's get back to what we're looking at. Men. So that means you said we're going to serve men. We must see ourselves in this ministry as a privilege. Right? As a privilege. The privilege. Don't attach importance to yourself. It's a privilege. Don't attach importance to yourself. Yes, you must do the work as the work ought to be done. Seriously? But don't put importance to yourself. You are nothing but clay. Clay. Look at Isaiah. I wanted to read this last night, but we got time. Isaiah 45, 9. Isaiah 45, 9. Clay! So when you hear someone is brag about you're born again, you are bragging. You are bragging about material things, about your morality. You are bragging about your morality, about material things. That is why boasting is smelly
in the presence of God. That is why people boast. Right? When people boast in the sight of God, that is how irritating it is. You are boasting where you are. What do they call sand? You are sand.
Amen. Sometimes we need to tell ourselves that half truth. Amen. Glory to God. Who are you? I'm in Christ. Yeah, you're in Christ. Right? You're united with Him forever, yes. But tell yourself the half truth too. You are like clay in the hands of the potter. You know? So let me put it that way so now you don't start thinking another thing. You are clay. Where? In the hands of the potter. Who is the potter? God is the potter. So you are clean. Do like this, you are me. See what I mean? If you stop attaching the potter, you mean Udugu one. You. Udugu one. I mean Danuski. I'm Parusi. I am. Who are you? That's not necessarily important. Some people now make themselves God. Amen. And this goes into sin.
Yeah.
If you understand the fact that you are in God's sight, there are things you must never exaggerate. You know Pentecostals.
They can exaggerate things. Amen. This is Pentecostals exaggerating before. Even your day you shock, say, ah, only go show you this one.
They now, and this is very, I think I have to say this here. you know, in this, in the coming days, we'll be looking at it, looking at experiences, right? It's good for believers to have experiences with the Spirit of God, right? Experiences with God's power. But you know what? Never listen to me. Listen now. I think I need to bring in this here. Never esteem your experiences above the knowledge of God's word. Come here, baby. Amen. Amen. That becomes the how should I put it? A very important part of your experiences. I'm saying it because of it has happened over time, right? Where you had where we had the SU Scripture Union, where the SU movement people were so keen about the letter, right? So a lot of people took their eyes went off the vital. This is they were called the SU movement. People were keen about how is it the didache, whatever. Everyone was keen about writing the application. Then. Now how the Pentecostals came up, revivals all around. The Pentecostals came up and started exalting, that how the revivals, exalting experiences. Now, were those experiences needed? They came. Okay, Henry. Amen. Amen. They were very needed. At that point, they were needed. But you know what? People now go overboard. Let's look at it scripturally. Let us say, no. The Holy Ghost said to me that this scripture. What is it? Because the Holy Ghost is the God of the scripture. Did he see that? Did he see that? They're not taking their experiences beyond the written word. Amen. Where some people, the experience that they had was just malaria. Malaria fan. You tell me. How that you had. That he said, the Lord took me. The Lord took you. Be careful. I have told you. Never what it is. The Lord took me. The Lord took me. And then he showed me heaven. I saw gates, streets made up of gold. I shared something with us. I'm trying to remember a pastor that said that. Wait, say this to the pastor. Okay, yeah. The man with the sword like him. It's not a joke.
Range Rover.
Yeah, he said he saw Range Rover in heaven. I don't say it in church. I will be. I was not like that. When I saw it, I was like, Range. Maybe Toyota is in heaven.
Range for the better.
Men, these men, four. That's what they said. It's all range. So did not say, Lord, range in heaven, what you? He said, Lord, range in heaven. Lord, range. The Lord now told him that this will be scripture. Scripture said the street of heaven are made of gold. Street. Oh! If there is a street, that means there will be cars. Help me! Help me! The problem there is that he can't take his eyes off his range. So he wants his range somewhere else.
Needs to go beyond.
Yeah, that's right. So the engine will now pop to. I don't understand how that will happen. So he will now be looking. Is this CNG, sir? Come on. Come on!
You go with that?
Yeah.
Where
is that? Let's be careful. I'm saying it, the person said it openly and... I can't say it in church. But, come on. Just be parabalen. The English translation, be parabalen. He should know when it is, when you are already having high fever. Just carry yourself and go to hospital. Do you understand? Will God show you things with familiar
places, you know, yes. Yes.
I'd like to share something. Hope you have a good day.
Amen. So we must understand how it is. Or start exalting experiences that you cannot even, that you don't even understand. Sometimes some experiences you have, but you might not even know sometimes, okay, let me put that vision. Sometimes for the vision you have, when you understand the vision of the years to come, so why are you stressing yourself? Try to give it a meaning to be. Do you know whether, maybe the dear man of God that said that thing about that kind of vehicle, maybe he has that vehicle. Maybe he has that vehicle now, or he's aspiring to have that vehicle. And then he saw it that it might just be used as a symbol for something for him. Amen. Amen.
So?
Amen. I just want to share that. So the moment I heard that's about how?
And all the time, we were fasting and praying though. I'm like, how? God. What is this?
Amen. You know, like, ah, Jesus.
Glory to God. So we said, we are carrying out God's tax in the earth. Do not attach importance to yourself. Right? Don't give yourself shoulder pad. Because you're not seeing small visions. You know, so like wizard will call it. You see, you're not seeing tertiary vision.
You're not giving yourself something like this.
Amen. So we said it's God's building, it's God's house, right? It's God's family. And God is building it through us, right? So God is building it through us. We said, therefore, we are not like the rulers of this world. We said so. That try to have dominion over people. Now be using people as scapegoats.
Now be using people as a layer on it.
Using people anyhow, no. Your disciples are not for you to use them. They are for you to train them. Okay, hear me.
Disciples are not to be used. The men and women God coming to your trust are not to be used, but to be trained.
Don't miss it. The world will use people, but you are to train them. Okay, hear me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I was talking to a dear friend of mine.
Shamba Professor Moon Driftback was complaining about this guy's man. This guy's man, you know, he's not this guy's man.
Yeah. He's not this guy's man. So we're now complaining. What is that? This? Well, we had a conversation and I told him, sir, it's like that with everybody. I don't know if it's like that. You know, we the masses. No, the man. I now told you, no, they can't be protest. So, you know, I say, man of God, this protest was hold. I say, man of God, I have a program. For the sake of my program, that protest was hold.
The man of God, this protest was hold.
Okay. You know, maybe not at your time, but the masses are the way I say. It is those people who put themselves as the masses. Because everybody makes their money from the masses. Let's leave everything.
Masses are, the money is with the masses. You don't know. People don't know. The money is not up there. The money is with the masses. Anybody that wants to be rich must deal with the masses. If you don't deal with the masses, you can't be rich. But the masses don't know that they are rich.
Now watch it. I'm going to teach you how the people of the world behave. Now, everybody, if you want to, those who are businessmen like this guy, they know that it's with the masses. Deal with the masses and you make your money. The guy that ran away with about 40 billion in first bank, where did he get the money from? Those of you that you do transfer and the thing will not go. Like me, I still have my 1,000, in fact, last 2 years.
I have like 4,000 naira in different 1,000 naira. Just looking at this, me, I want to go and stand and try to do reverse for 1,000. How? Recently again, it happened. 1,004. I was like, I will now go to bank. I will now switch home. Reverse at 1,004. Because number one, I'm looking at my time you are going to waste. 1,004. I will now go and start and say, if I, as I'm filling you with my suit, even you yourself will be saying, ah?
Poverty is your new suit.
Yes, yes, sir. But all those money, listen, though. So people go and do POS. It will hang. Bank will say, it's in the POS machine. You sent it there. POS will say, it's not yet. Yeah. They left people to fight yourself. You will get tired. One of you will get tired and forget it. Masses. Somebody is eating. That's what somebody gathered to 40 billion.
Everybody, if you have an opportunity, deal with the masses. How do I get rich? If I read some books and say how to get rich, deal with the masses. So, why did you think diesel price was also dealt with last year? Did you see people complain? Because most of them use diesel are big men people. Big men. Do you have diesel generator, no? Big men. But when you enter petrol, why?
As the masses. That's the money! Because you make much money there, so this is the money! You get me? That's the money! Go and ask big business people how they make their money. Take it from the market. You think it was easy? You think this guy was joking when he said he wants to make sure them will think that you can, every family in Africa, right, will eat from Dangote every morning. You think he was joking? Who do you think he was targeting? The masses. So he went, what do the masses like? Bones. Dangote flour. You see that? Indomie. Dangote spaghetti. Dangote indomie. He did that. Dangote salt. Down to the masses. So you make your money. This is the person that will go and buy shawarma. I eat something else. That will decide not to eat for 1 year. Do you get me? Amen. So the masses. But you are not like them in the world. You must not squeeze the masses. Right? Now they will squeeze people. That is not squeeze people. We'll make the money out of them. We'll make it and without remorse. But when they want to get there, they're going to be frying corn with you. Ah, he's a lovely man. Very, very down to earth. That corn is trying with you, he has known the price, so he's going to, that corn will increase, don't worry, when he's done squeezing you. That fry has tried it with you, or he has roasted the corn with you, you will pay for it. You pay for it. That's what he will do. That's the word. Amen. But you are not like the kings of this world, like Jesus said in Matthew 20. You are not like the kings and the prince of this world. Right? Amen. That have authority, that exercise dominion over the people, exercise authority over men. Amen. But you are going to serve men. You see that? You serve men. You are not like, so our call to men is not to have bodyguards. I shared with you guys workers about my friend growing up. We were born the same day, the same month, the same year. In fact, he senior me with minutes, if not an hour. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But the same day, the same hospital, the same place. But yet, I got him saved when we were driving before. But he became my bodyguard in school. Me, seeing the guy, huge guy. But what like, But, watch it. He became my bodyguard. I just started using him as bodyguard.
You shouldn't.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What about, sir, if I have a member in church who is my driver? Oh yeah. Or my driver became my member in church. Yeah. He's a driver in secular form. Right? Right? But he's a brother who is. So when the way you treat him as a brother who is your driver. Alright, let me. Don't worry, I'm gonna find out to teach us that. On how to have a rub-off of a Christian life in a secular world. You must have it. So how you treat people,
How you treat the brother in church translate to also translate to how you now treat people generally. You can't be a hostile to people. Amen.
But that's not what we're looking at.
Hallelujah. So we don't treat, we are supposed to serve men. We're not supposed to serve them on our own terms. We serve them because this is God's building, God's people. We're going to build on God's terms. We're going to serve according to God's terms. In Galatians 2:10. Hope you are with me. Galatians 2:10. I mean, sorry, 2:20. Sorry, 2:10. Right? 10. You see, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me. Hallelujah. And that I do not frustrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. He says, the life that I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means
I am not living according to my text. The believer's life is not according to his text. It's not according to anybody, but according to God. God's text.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. You are pleasing God. God is the one you please.
Amen. What are you following me? You are to please the Lord. So your service to God will be on God's terms. On God's terms.
What is God's terms concerning disciples? What is God's terms concerning training men? What is God's terms concerning raising his temple, raising men? What is God's terms? What's God's terms?
Asking, how can I train men? Remember we said it's service. Right? It's service. So what, how can I train men? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You train men with the word. You train God's men on God's terms and it's with the word. You train men with the word.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2. Oh, it's 2 Timothy and some other verse and some other scripture. 2 Timothy 2. No, 1 Timothy 2, sorry. 1 Timothy 2. Verse 4. It says, and all of verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men saved and to come to the knowledge.
This is that knowledge of the truth. Amen. So God wants men to come to the knowledge of the truth. Knowledge. Knowledge.
Hallelujah. Knowledge of the truth.
You remember I said to you that minus forgetting the nomenclature, once you have people under you as disciples, you are their pastor. You are playing now the nomenclature of a name. Yes, let's leave it one side. Right? Amen. Let's leave it one side for now. But being a pastor is first a function. Amen. It's first a what? It's a function. It's a function.
Not to go and start up a church. Amen. But in carrying out a work. So a cell leader is a what?
The pastor. Now. Amen. Not as a title, but as a function. A discipler, right, is a pastor. Glory to God. So you have
taking up that function. I'm going to show us the well, that those are the things we'll look at in pneumaticus next year. Amen.
So that's why I have to separate that teaching between school of the spirit and that, because in pneumaticus next year, pneumaticus are going to teach you along that line, right? Right? What we call the ministry gifts. I don't know. We're going to focus on that very well.
I know I've taught you that in the last 3 years.
Right?
About when I'm talking about evangelists. But we're going to look at it holistically from where we stopped on pneumaticals. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
So, your first is a function. I have two disciples, meaning I'm playing the role of a pastor to them. And that is why you do follow up on them. Did you see that? You do follow up on them. The role of a pastor is to grow them. It's the role of a shepherd.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you have a role to feed them. Feed them. Feed them.
Jesus will say to Peter in John 21, he said, feed my sheep.
To feed them. I have that role to feed them. Hallelujah. And this is him speaking to Timothy.
Feed my sheep. Ephesians 4, it says, he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastoring teachers. He said, for the perfecting of the saints.
For the work of the ministry, the edifying, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of... How am I reading scriptures like this?
That is Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. Don't mind me. The scriptures are clashing in my head. Just clashing together. Okay. Ephesians 4:12. It says, perfect of the same, but the work of the verse, edifying of the body of Christ. Okay. It says, till we all come to the unity of faith. It says, to the knowledge. Till we all come to the unity. What does it call unity of faith? It calls it the knowledge of the Son of God. Knowledge. Do you see that?
Hallelujah. So a vital ingredient for training is the word. The word.
Hallelujah. Look at Timothy. Timothy, 2 Timothy. Now, chapter 2. 2 Timothy 2:2, it says, and the things that were heard from me among many witnesses, the same coming to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
Teach. The things you've learned from me, coming to faithful men. So Timothy is a disciple who is discipling, is a disciple of Paul, right? He's a pastor, but a disciple of Paul, who is discipling other men that will disciple men. It is that, so the people he's discipling, to disciple men, who are they? Who are they?
Disciples.
No, the people is disciples, the disciple men, who are they? You call it disciples, but in discipling other men, they are taking up the responsibility of a what? Of a pastor. Right? Though they are what? Deacons.
Why do you say they are deacons, sir? Put your hands there. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, let's see. He said, the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men. Let's see who he calls faithful men. 1 Timothy 3. Who are the faithful men? 1 Timothy 3 quickly. Verses 12. It says, let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their own children and their own house well. For they have used the offering, for they that have used the offering of the deacon well, purchased for themselves a good degree and boldness in the faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm coming. Go back again. Sorry, I missed something. Verse 8. It says, likewise must the deacon. Sorry. Likewise must the deacon be grave, not double tongued, not given to much wine, greedy for filthy lore. It says, holding the mystery of faith in pure conscience. And let this also first be proved. Right? let this also for the proof. Then let them use the offering of a deacon being found blameless. Did you see that? So let them be forced to for proof. Proof. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said, let them first of all prove them. Now prove them means they must be found faithful. Amen. Amen. Let them be first of all. I mean, let this also first be proved.
Found faithful. Hallelujah. So the faithful in chapter 2 verse 2 is referring to the deacon. Now who's the deacon?
Who's the deacon? Stop. In Acts of Apostles, rush down to Acts of Apostles, chapter 6. Quickly, rush to Acts 6. Who is the deacon? Verse 2. It says, then the 12 called the multitude unto of his disciples unto them and said, it's not reason that we should leave the world and serve tables. Now, amen. Amen. Wherefore, brethren, look among yourselves seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. For we ourselves will give ourselves continually to pray unto the ministry of the word. So, the deacon is in charge of these things. Amen.
Amen. What we call workers in church today. Do you get me? Workers in departments. Now, there's a department that lacks people. Hallelujah. So, they needed people to fill it up. Do you get me? Amen. So a deacon is, you can call it deacon is in quotes, pastor in training, a leader in training. Hallelujah. Amen. But he will be found handling, serving in the local church like we do. Workers. You get me? Workers in the local church. Well, I said to you, why are you a worker in the local church? Right? Handling IT, handling media, handling operations, in operations, protocol, security, right? Right? This is good. But this is first of all accompanied by what? Your work in ministry. You see that? You are serving in the local church, in this department, but your call to ministry is a call to men. Hallelujah. So we give you responsibility. Look at what it says here in verses 3. Wherefore, look among yourselves seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Is that? Full of the Holy Ghost. So that means it's not the work. It's not the task in church that makes you full of the Holy Ghost. They've seen that you are full of the Holy Ghost. This is that you have wisdom. How do you know you are full of the Holy Ghost and have wisdom? We've seen it in your discipleship. We've seen that you are committed to church. You are committed to the things of the Spirit. So we cannot give you responsibility because we've seen that you are responsible for life. Hallelujah. Amen. So the being a worker doesn't make you responsible for life. You are responsible for life. So we now say, okay, come and be responsible in the local church as we serve men together. Amen. So I'll say it like this. I'll say the role of the deacon is the role of the pastor. Right? Right? So it's carrying on the task of the pastor, the men of the pastor in the local church. He's a helper. The deacon is an helper. Carried out the role because the apostles were the ones serving table. They said, no, let's appoint men to do this our job. Do you get me? Well, we will concentrate on the word and prayer. Did you see that? Amen. So the deacon is an helper, who is a helper to the pastor. Administrative wise also. You are responsible for things in the local church because you have been responsible for life. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. So you give them the word. Now Paul will say, the things you've heard from me, he says, commit to faithful men. Deacons, right? Right? Men that have been proved. Right?
Can you see that? Faithful men who will teach others also. So that means being a worker in church doesn't mean you shouldn't have people you are teaching. Being a worker in church means you are going to have more people you are teaching. Amen. You're going to have more people you are teaching. Teaching men. Said, what will you teach? Say, the things you've learned from me. That means what you are learning from your pastor is what you are using to pastor the people that are your disciples. Do you get that? Amen. What you've learned from your pastor, the things you have learned in doctrine, that's what you are teaching them. And yes, you are serving in your local church. What we are saying now? Amen. Then you are serving in your local church. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, you serve men by teaching them God's word. God's word. Teaching them God's word.
Teach them God's word that you have been taught.
And in teaching them God's word, you will also speak right words concerning them. I'll get there. You speak right words concerning them, the right words concerning them.
Do not call your
disciples by their first name. So what do you call them by their first name? Emmanuel. Emmanuel, come here now.
No. You're Emmanuel.
You won't see him as that. Call them well. Hallelujah. So, you know, as you teach them God's word, you speak the right words over them. Don't say things like, I don't know why my disciples... I've heard this from us in our report. It says, the ones that are responding. How can you be saying that? So you will develop your disciples, ones that are responding, not that are not responding.
You are responding in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everything. You are responding to God's word. I might not see it happening now. Doesn't mean I will not say the negative. They are responding to God's word. You say God's word over their lives.
I'm coming to the wine that we talk about prayer. Amen. You say God's word over their life, and that's what you say concerning them.
Don't say, I'm doing a small work. It's not a small work. Even if it is just 2%, it's not a small work. Hallelujah. Mm. You are responsible for life. So you mind what you say about your work.
Mind what you say about your work. I don't know why all my people don't respond. So don't say that.
Hallelujah. And that doesn't mean you won't talk to me. Don't say, all my people are responding in Jesus' name.
They're responding.
Amen. So you have to know what you say.
Hallelujah. You put it in the right perspective. You're talking to your pastor. Stop code. I don't say why you are not coding. Don't say the wrong thing.
Okay, everybody. You may not even know to respond. Maybe you are teaching the person and you're not seeing the fruit. That person is you are saying the person, you can't say that concerning anybody yet. I never said it to concern even the people that have left church. I've never said that they will never have before responding to God's word. Why? Hallelujah. That's a quick way to get them off. Because your word is not aligning with what is in your heart. To want them to grow. Amen. Amen. What about saying concerning them all the time, they are responding in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You say it all the time concerning them. The power of Jesus is working in them. The word of the Lord is growing in them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've taught them God's word. Don't even go and tell them, why are you not responding to God's word? No, you shouldn't do that. Hallelujah. So you speak God's word over them. You speak God's word over them.
Concerning them. Speak God's word. Speak it to them physically when they are dead with you. Speak it to them when they are not dead. Amen. How about missing your disciple and say you are making progress in the name of Jesus? You are telling your disciple you are making progress.
your natural affairs. The power of Jesus is on your natural affairs. How about saying that to your disciples? Hallelujah. Your natural affairs, you will not fail. You can say words over them, not just praying for them. When they are not there, say it to them. Learn that. Learn to say it to them. Hallelujah. You say to them, your lines are falling onto you in place and place. You say it to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say it to them. You will not fail. You will not fall. The hand of the Lord is upon your life. You say it to them. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. You say it to them. So, you're serving on God's terms. You're serving on God's terms. You're teaching them God's word, saying God's words over their lives. You know,
Moses one time, the Lord said to Moses, say, say this words to the children of Israel every time. Say, say this words to them. Say, the Lord bless and the Lord keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. I'm a gracious King. So Moses was saying these words over to the children of Israel that were rebellious. So these are the words wherewith you will bless the children of Israel. Say, the Lord bless and the Lord keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon you and give you peace. So He will say it to them. To them. Every day. So this is a blessing wherewith you bless them. Did you see that? Wherewith you bless them, you are blessed. So say the right words. Say godly words concerning them and to them. Godly words. Amen. Amen. You say godly words for them and to them. And to them. Godly words. Let me find cousin. Let me find cousin. Be found saying the right words. Okay. Hope you're hearing me. Not trading them. On God's terms. You serve men on God's terms by praying for them. Praying for them. Praying outside, praying with them.
No, I'm not talking about, no, I'm talking about we're dealing with ourselves, right? We're not looking at the training itself. We're talking about how we serve them, right? Right? Is that what we're looking at?
So we're not looking at the training itself, we're looking at how you serve them. So you pray for them.
You pray for them. Jesus prayed for His disciples. Jesus prayed for His disciples.
Moses went up to the mountain to intercede for Israel. Did you see that? You pray for them.
You cannot see, hear me. You don't have the right. I want to put it like this, to judge any disciples.
You don't have the right. Then there is the word. You don't have the right to blame any disciple you've not been praying for. You don't have that. Hope you're hearing me. You have to pray for them. They're not responding. The first thing you do is pray.
As you said, right? You find out that they are missing their track. They are getting some things mixed up.
Pray first.
pray first. Those times I say, some of us think, stop. Some of us, the only way we've saw or we've seen parenting or we've seen leadership qualities or namely your leadership, we've seen training is from our parents. And then you don't bring it to church. Can your big head? You cannot even obey simple instructions. Amen. Pray. Amen. Sometimes when some pastors report some of their brethren that are, have you prayed? Pray for them. Amen. Pray for them. Pray for them. And there's no time prayer is more than enough. There's no time prayer is enough. I've prayed enough. No, keep praying. I think some brothers that are not in church today that once more I should pray for them. I should call their names. They're not in church. Amen. Yeah, I just pray. Hallelujah.
So come to church.
Pray. Keep praying for people. Keep praying for people. Pray for your disciples. Hallelujah. Amen. They are not showing signs of rebellion, signs of excuse. Pray for them. You have a responsibility to pray for them first. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. To pray for them first. And then you speak the right words concerning them and to them they receive it. Amen. When your prayer is yes, and your words is yes, when your prayer is when you are praying for people and then your words is contrary to your prayer will have no meaning. When your words contradict your prayer will have no effect. It will have no effect. Because your words and your prayer must agree. Amen. Your words and your prayer must agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody hearing me? So you're serving God on God's terms. On God's terms. On God's terms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you serve them by following God's leading. You have to follow God's leading. That's God's sense. God wants you to follow His leading in how you train men. Follow His leading. Don't follow 48 laws of power. Don't follow your sensual perception. Don't follow your senses. Follow God's leading. You have to trust God's leading. How about, see, sometimes some leaders want to sound as intellectuals. I know everything. I can give you all the answer. How about just pausing for a while and say, let's pray about it. Let's follow God's leading. Amen. Say, no, my member would think I don't know. But do you? Are you Holy Ghost? Amen. How about, I don't know what to, I don't have the answer to that now, but we can trust the Holy Ghost. Right? Right? We can trust the Holy Spirit for His leading. But some people want to make people think that they are used Jagaban too much. They want people to feel that they are
Elysian
is even better.
Elysian.
Okay. So that is too big.
Elysian.
No. They want to make people feel that they are scholars. They are scholars of the things of the Spirit. So they always have answers. I'm wary of people who have answers to everything. You go here, they have answers. Oh yeah. There's no time to say let's pray about it. I think we should. Sometimes I allow people to talk and then I'm quiet.
And then I just listen to the Spirit of God to be quiet speak.
As they are talking, you don't know what I'm doing.
Sometimes they ask me to interpret every word you say. I might not remember. What I'm doing, I'm just paying attention to the Spirit. There's no doubt, we can't trust the Lord. Can we? Let's trust God.
He will direct us well.
Can you see?
Amen. Amen. Rather than trying to do you a jack of all, I know it. And before you know, you'll now be applying what you used to do in the office. You don't know how to cut it short. And now applying what you do in the office to discipleship. I know how will God result in my team when my boss used to do like this, do like that. Let's say that. You see, strategizing is not the leading of the Spirit. Amen. Strategizing is not the leading of the Spirit.
Having a plan B is many times not the leading of the Spirit.
It's not the leading of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. You're with God? Mm-hmm. Not leading of the Spirit. You're going to follow God's leading, you're going to follow it God's way. You're going to live God's way, you're going to lead them God's way. That means the man who is leading people, I'm getting into some other details now, must be a man of the Spirit. He must be a man full of the Holy Ghost. A man that should easily know how to switch into the things of the Spirit. Amen. Must be a man full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Look at Acts 6, oh, your sweat. It's a seven men, devote men, which is men that you've seen consistency. That's what devote men. You've seen consistency in their life, devote men, consistency. He now said, who? He said, full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. So that means I must always be full of the Holy Ghost. As one leading man, as a worker, I must be full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I must be full of the Holy Ghost. I must be full. You cannot lead people when you yourself cannot lead into the Holy Ghost. Well, you cannot lead people when you yourself are not being led on by the Holy Ghost. Amen. It also goes to accountability. Sometimes some people complain about my disciples are not coming, they are not accountable to me, they are not doing it. It's because you are accountable to your pastor. Amen. You are not accountable to your pastor. And it's happening to you, to what the disciples are doing to you. You complain. I told XYZ to send me a report, he's not sending me a report, I'm not sending a report. He sent a report very late. When you too, you send you are always allowed to send your report to your pastor. Oh, how you are feeling that your pastor sees too. Well, you have to remind you to send reports. So send your reports right. Amen. Now you can be bold to tell this person to send his own reports right. Amen. Amen. So you cannot say you want to lead people when you are not being led by the Holy Ghost. When you don't follow instructions. You can't say people are not following instructions under you and you are not following instructions. Hallelujah. So, if I say, I want to lead people, I myself must be led of the Holy Ghost. In leading your disciples, you mustn't do it with head knowledge. You're not an head teacher. Amen. Amen. You're a spirit teacher, not an head teacher. Head teacher. You are led by the Holy Ghost. So, you know, I want us, I'm getting somewhere. You trust
the leading of the Spirit.
You trust the power of the Holy Ghost.
So the way we are to carry on follow up should be by the Holy Ghost. We have a guide. Now that you are saved, we have material to listen to. But don't go there and be theoretical. You know, you can go there and you're just theory.
We try to answer possible questions and the like, answer questions that will get, that will be effective when we go out. But you know what? What we've done does not stop you from following the leading of the Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. That material you have will make more sense. Will make more sense when, listen, when you do it by the power of the Holy Ghost.
So people say, and I think people who don't follow the leading of the Spirit in discipling men are people who are arrogant. You think you could get it done on your own? Are people who don't trust the power of God? How about you're going to do follow-up? You know, it's arrogancy. In fact, it's idolatry. You see how long we've been praying for this meeting? We will have to fast and pray. Hallelujah. For revelation knowledge. You are coming to teach. We are going to teach people. And then you are saying, okay,
now that you are saved. Okay.
Hey,
I want to show you something. Now that you are saved. Open your Bible. Let me slap you. That's rubbish.
You are not serving God on God's terms. Yes, you are following instructions to do now that you are saved. But is that on God's terms? We've done a review. Right? We've done a review. Oh, how about saying, Lord, have your way. As I speak, he's blessed, edified. This word will have impact in his life. In his life. As I speak, Lord, you give me words to say.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's this prayer we used to pray. I say, pray it today.
But I want, there was a time I bastardized the prayer, but later I picked it up. Just in less than two months after I said something about it. But I picked it up and I still pray that today. Prayer like, Lord, as I go up to teach your children, make me just your pulpit. I have nothing to say than what I've prepared. But Lord, speak your word to your children. You see that? Speak you yourself, speak your word. Because I can write a whole lot of good things, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to say this, but there's just that place, Lord, have your way.
Lord, take over this place. Amen. Amen. Lord, take over this meeting.
Glory to God. Lord, take over. You know, some of us, we're going to get there later on. As we close this, so once we become too familiar with our disciples, you say, is it not sin? What does sin want to ask? I'll answer him. No. What does he need? I'll just tell him from the word. No. How about saying, Lord, I know I have a meeting with him. I'm his pastor. Lord, I ask for words. Words to minister to them. You see, that is how you get into the supernatural.
That's how you get into the things of the Spirit. You remember that? Okay, I'm still teaching you. But I told you.
Amen. Words are very vital in how you get into the things of the Spirit. Just simple words. You know, want to get into the Spirit and say, no, I have to pray deep. No. Words are very vital. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
We get good words. Just get everything switches immediately. Lord, my mouth is available for your use as I get to church. My heart, my mouth is available for your use. My hands are available for your use. Sometimes you say your hands and then you just want your name and somebody has already prayed.
pastor should, I've come to church, Lord, I want to be healed of this deficiency. And then, Pastor Shadow said that one day, he was just giving an example, and he taught someone, and said it was him. And it was a teaching meeting. Did you get me? We're just trying to give him an illustration, and he rested on somebody, you know, this person, this person, and then the person got healed. Because the person said, I know pastor will touch me today and I'll be healed. And pastor wasn't prepared to touch anybody. But because as a man of God, as a pastor, as a leader, he has said, right? You have said, my hands are available for your use today. My whole being is available for your use today. And I get to church to teach my people.
You know, when a pastor doesn't pray, when a pastor doesn't trust the power of God in carrying out his role. Now, when I talk about pastor, I'm talking about also to you in your function, right? He doesn't pray, he doesn't trust the power of God to carry out his role in training men. He will not be different from a philosopher. The only difference is he's doing philosophy and bringing Bible into it. Just have words, no power. Amen. You have words and no heart is changed. Just have words. Words. Philosophy. Words. Jesus is just the icing on the cake. The Bible is just the plate where the cake is put upon. Just use the Bible. It's context, it's in-text, it's pretext, it's Jesus, it's in-text, it's pretext, it's Jesus. Nothing, no power, shimbine power. They tell you the person is sick, lay hands. You can't even lay hands on headaches to be healed. No power. Amen. Hope you're hearing me. Glory to God. Well, trust the power of God. Amen. Trust the power of God. As you are going for follow up. They ask, what I'm going to do follow up is in the person's mother's shop. I trust the power of God. I trust the power of God. Lord, you take over. Right?
Yeah, I'm going to teach from the material given to us, Lord.
I will not speak of my own. Lord, you take my words. Let it become your words. Amen. 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 Take my words and make it yours. Make my word yours. And I will not speak according to my own head knowledge. I will speak according to how you want me to speak. I say the right words. That Sister Blessing or Sister Agnes or Sister Lovett or Brother Ima, Brother Joseph, Brother Joshua will hear your word. And he hears your word in heart to be changed. Lord, you minister to his needs that I speak. You see that? You minister to his needs that I speak. All his needs. Hallelujah. Lord, where there are lapses in his life, light shines there as I speak. You don't know the lapses, but as you speak, the Holy Ghost knows. Those that say, what is the lapses? It's not your business. Hallelujah. But as you speak, the Lord will minister to that person's lapses. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. You know, there's something about this meeting. It's a meeting where we'll catch the fire for ministry. Having fire for ministry, we'll have that same awe. People that are around us will be ministry conscious.
People you are training. Right? People you are training. Now that's what even till this morning that I see so happen after this meeting.
Your disciples,
the people you are discipling, will have your hunger for the work of ministry. Hallelujah. I trust the power of God. Amen. That's God will teach them. The Lord is your power. People that are close to you will begin to like church because they are close to you. Amen. They want to work for God because of you. And they do not work like the children of Israel. They are receiving the power of ministry. Much more that men will be ministry conscious because of you.
Hallelujah. You're not telling them come to ministry. Come. No. Amen. It's contagious.
Ah, trust the power of God.
Amen.
So always, how about you are leaving your house and you're saying, Lord,
I trust the power of God today as I go out.
My words, I trust the power of God. Remember I told you, you get into the things of the Spirit easily with your words. With your words. Just stay on the edge. With your words. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I trust his power in discipling men. I trust his power in discipling men. Hallelujah. Nothing dies in my hand.
Because I train them by the ministry of the word and prayer. I trust the power of God to train men. I trust the leading of God to lead men.
I trust the power of God to train men and the word of God to train them. Nothing of me will be seen. Nothing of me will be seen as I train men. Nothing of me will be seen. Nothing of me will be contacted. Nothing of me. Nothing of myself. All will be of God. Hallelujah. All will be of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can have the things that you are struggling with, and then you see people you are ministering to, they are excelling in those things. It's because, see, it's not about you. You are not ministering your own weakness. You are ministering the power of God. Hope you're hearing me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are sick and you are laying hands on people who are sick and they are getting healed and you are not healed. It's because you are not ministering your own weakness. You are ministering the power of God.
Hallelujah. I trust the power of God. I trust the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust the power of God.
I trust the power of God.
You know, and also too, for pastors,
learn to lay hands.
I don't know why this is stronger in my spirit just now. It seems stronger. Learn to lay hands. And there's something I need to tell you. There's this mindset that you are having lately as regards
or because you are struggling with some things.
I'm saying it's not, but the Samela is the only one online here. Because you are struggling around your life with something and then you think you cannot lay hands. The reason why you cannot lay hands is because you are scared. What if I want to transfer this my weakness to the person? It's not true. Amen. It's the power of God you are ministering. Amen. Okay, hear me. Amen. If you are sick and you lay hands on the sick person, you are not transferring sickness to the person. You are transferring the power of God. Hallelujah. And it goes into every sphere of your life. Because you are struggling at a certain point in your life. Also, maybe that is what you are transmitting. You are transmitting the power of God. You know, staying back and not laying hands is already working in disobedience. You are already working in disobedience plus the fact that you are struggling with things in your life. Amen. So why not obey God first? Hallelujah. Obey God first and laugh at the devil. Obey God first and laugh at the devil. And I think that's what God is saying to someone. Oh, yes, three people here tonight on this afternoon. Or this morning.
I don't know. But anytime you listen to this, it suits you.
Amen. But three people here, God is saying that to you. Learn to lay hands. What about lay hands is as you are doing discipleship. You are doing follow-up. And you say, hold my hands. Let's pray. Hold my hands. And you say, the power of God rests upon you. Now. And he's laying on of him. He can't lay hands on you. Not necessarily, but put hands on the person's head. There might be nobody by the side, at the back to catch it. So if you want to do like Femi, hold on.
Is it Femi or Sika?
You hold and catch.
But you, yes,
but you can hold. Hallelujah, you can hold the person's head.
I say that, you know, I'm laying the power of God is on you.
Hallelujah, the power of God is on you. And don't always wait to think you say power of God and you start, the person must fall down. No. You know what you are translating. Hallelujah. The power of God is on you.
Hallelujah. Here we go. We're going to deal with that
later. Amen. 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 But I've dealt with someone who said, smart, I will never fall down on you. She said it to me. I said, I want to invite you for a meeting. December crusade. He said, yes, I will come. They both will lay hands on me. I said, yes, I will lay hands on you. But like, lay hands on me, I will not fall down. Say, I will not fall down. I will embarrass you. I said, I thought the person is me. You embarrass me.
me. Yeah, but that's true.
Everybody in the call. I told the person with the boat that if you don't fall, I'm not a man of God. And I will not push you.
I need to boast of things then. The person collects now.
bring him up, bring him up, bring
him up. You want to fall like that. It's not true.
Today? I've done those things. I won't do it today. Yeah. But
are you telling me without fall?
You've not seen power.
You don't know. Me and the guy is in the... This is smart. What if... I'll wait for a shot at me. What if she doesn't go to my legs? She goes, oh.
Ah.
Go on. Sure banker.
I didn't even get to her.
I was something that I don't think she got... Hey, bring her up!
Bring her.
My hand will start touching. Amen.
Where's the power of God? Hallelujah. Are there people like that too? But I fall or not, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You are sure of what you are transmitting in the power of God.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. In the month of October. In the month of October.
Pastors, leaders, lay hands on your brethren's well. Why? There's the fire for ministry you are transmitting.
You are transmitting the things of the Spirit to that person. Who are you hearing me? Who are you hearing me?
It is of the Spirit. That person. I said something in this video today, I just remember that I might not say during the teaching meeting on
School of the Spirit, which is don't exalt experiences above the Word of God. Now you need to listen to this one to understand that one. So you cannot be this. I learned that from my pastor. As I'm teaching, as I'm saying you in a particular message, you take to another message, and you listen. You go listen. You cannot find everything inside one place. Go and listen to more.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I trust the power of God. As I lead God's men. I trust the power of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I trust God's power. I trust God's power. So you too, you must be a man of God's power.
No, I mean by God's power. You must believe in God's power. You must be a man of the Spirit.
Be a man of the Spirit. Be a man of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In the month of October, I said, lay hands well. Lay hands the more. Lay hands the more. Hallelujah. Lay hands the more. Lay hands the more. More, more, more. So Father, you can do it in almost all your PCU meetings. Lay hands. Amen. Can do it in almost all your PCU meetings. Lay hands. Hallelujah. Because when you lay hands, the things of the Spirit are transferred. Hallelujah. The gift of the Holy Ghost too is transferred. Things of the Spirit are communicated. Communicated. So, pay attention to that. You train men with God's power. Don't hold it back. Hallelujah. Amen. So that means we can have experiences in our meetings. Not necessarily until you get to church. In your PC. In your cell meeting. Those are churches. Your PC is a church. It's a garden of believers. Your cell is a garden of believers. Not waiting Sunday or Thursday. You can have such encounters there.
Hallelujah. You have such encounters there. Here we go. One time it was her brother that had a conversation with his friend, Prince. And then he said, we're going to go for that fellowship. About the smart is laying hands that we will not fall. His brother said, yeah, okay. He was God that saved him that day. He would have used his head to hit my table at home. His head would have had serious injury. And
a sicker or somebody had to hold him. He was rolling on the floor.
Have experience. People can deny anything, but they cannot deny experience.
Amen. So I'm telling you, give your brethren experience.
Hallelujah. Lay hands on.
Okay, hear me. Okay, hear me. Glory to God. Glory to God.
To be a man of God's power. Be a man of God's power. About to round up this session.
Then we'll get prepared for outreach.
Be a man full of the Holy Ghost.
Okay, hear me.
Be a man full of the Holy Ghost. Not only when you want to go and do follow up. All the time. Wherever. All the time. Be a man of the Holy Ghost. You see? Be a man of the Spirit all the time. Be a man of the Spirit all the time. Not only when you are with believers, you are talking positive things. You see, sometimes you mix it up. You think it's like talking positive things. Talking positive things doesn't mean you are full of the Holy Ghost. So, full of the Holy Ghost means you are full, full. And you don't get full of the Holy Ghost when you want to go and meet people. It's your life. Amen. I'm always full of the Holy Ghost. You say, you know, and it starts by the words you say to yourself. What do you say to yourself? How do you start your day? What do you say to yourself? I'm full of the Holy Ghost. My day is full of experiences with the Spirit of God. I know what to do, how to do what I ought to do. My day is full of rich experiences with the Holy Ghost. I'm well led today. Hallelujah. I'm well led today. So when, you know, you said those things, when situations come your way, you respond by the Holy Ghost. Your response to things shows you that you are full of the Holy Ghost. If your response to things is full of fear, you were never full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. They not trying to do damage control. That's supposed to know. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. 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 I'm full of the Word. I'm full of prayer. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So I say it to my life. I say it to my life. Something happened. I say, power of God is working. Power of God is working. The power of God is working. I'm conscious of the things of the Spirit. I'm conscious of it. I'm conscious of it. Like, I just know how to switch into revelation. I just know how to switch into utterance. I just know how to switch. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. That's how God wants you to lead people. Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of His power. I lead men with His power. I lead men with His power. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, I have rich experiences with the Holy Ghost. I have rich experiences every time with the Holy Ghost. I'm not the signboard. I have those experiences and I communicate those experiences. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's be on our feet. I have the experience. Glory to God.